The next two people coming up will be Terry Kitchen, followed by Woody Carpinella. And we have a couple of questions in there about two other people. But Harriet Hart will follow soon after that. And right now we have Terry Kitchen here, and he's a wonderful musician who's been on the scene a long time, has had many gigs, made many recordings, and he's just a big part of the community, and I'm glad he's here tonight. Please give Terry Kitchen a big welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, it's great to be here, and I especially wanted to be here this evening to see my friend Wayne Martin usher his new CD into the world. And I'm having a pretty interesting year because I have a new novel out that's set back in the rock and roll world of the 1980s here in Boston, and it just so happens that there's a character in the book named Wayne, who's this very debonair kind of very smooth character in the book. So this goes out to my friend Wayne. When the rat went down to the wrecking ball, man, no one seemed to care. Those hard-hat guys had no idea the Clash had once played there. Should have saved that dressing room wall inch thick with graffiti. Every band that ever laid claim to ROCK City. So dig out that leather jacket, comb back that silver hair. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Some candy ass four-star hotel stands on that hollow ground. But late at night when the wind still can hear the sounds, the neats, the liars, the neighborhoods kicking out their dirty jams. As the restless crowd shouts one more song at the stroke of 2 a.m. So dig out that leather jacket, comb back that silver hair. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Dig out that leather jacket, comb back that silver hair. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Tribes have all been scattered, the deli house long gone. The punks have all got Starbucks cards and latest Android phones. Some of us still walk these streets, extend our little finger at anything called progress that keeps the band from singing. So dig out that leather jacket, comb back that silver hair. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Dig out that leather jacket, dye black that silver hair. Tonight we'll rock it one more time for the ghosts of Kenmore Square. Thank you so much. And I should let you guys know that next Saturday night at the Nameless Coffee House, both Scott Alaric and I will be there both singing and reading from our novels. So hope to see you there.
One more hand, please, for Terry Kitchen. And that was very impressive to learn about what you've been up to. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, we're jumping.